Brother Mark, where you are walking with me on my walk with Christ. Today is April the 29th, 2021. Well, did you notice the change in the intro? Some of you may be listening for the first time, and so you didn't get it, but my intro before was where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. And today I changed it to where you are walking with me on my walk with Christ. When I began this podcast 2.5 years ago, I began it at the request of a new convert. They said they desired a daily devotion, so I decided to produce one. So for the last couple of years, I've kind of produced this podcast to try to look toward new converts, trying to help them on their walk with Christ. And you know what? It seems like that the novelty has worn off. For the last few years, many have joined in on this journey, and they've stayed for a while, and, you know, the novelty's worn off, and so therefore I was going to kind of give up the devotion. But however, after thinking about yesterday's devotion and the admonition of Hebrews to not let things slip, I decided to continue the podcast, but change the format a little bit. You see, doing a daily devotion is not something I began just 2 years ago. I've been producing some sort of devotion for several years. I've written a blog or a Facebook post. Most of the time, I just shared a quick thought from the text that I read each day. I shared how the Lord had spoken to me from that text. So beginning today, I'm no longer going to worry about trying to produce content geared towards someone else. I'm going to share the challenge that I received from the Word of God every day. However the Holy Spirit speaks to me as I read, I'm just going to share a quick thought with you, and maybe as I'm challenged, you'll be challenged. So what's the thought today? Hebrews 2:1 tells us to give earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. So as I read that text yesterday, it caused me to think about achievements in life. It encouraged me not to give up ground which I had gained in life. You see, I've lost several pounds over the last few years. And it's been a lot of hard work, a lot of diet, a lot of exercise. And you know, I've had to be really diligent. And, you know, kind of getting tired of it, you know, kind of losing that desire and to fight that battle, because I kind of reached a spot where I wasn't losing any more weight. And so, you know, the fight, I was just getting tired of it. But then I got to thinking, why do I want to give up ground that I've gained? You know, why do I want to just go back to an undisciplined lifestyle? And so I don't want to let that slip. And neither should I let other things slip, like doing the daily devotional. Why not continue on? I do something anyway, so why not do it like this? You know, sometimes it's difficult to keep up the battle. Sometimes it's hard to keep up the energy necessary to fight spiritual battles. However, we need to be encouraged not to let things slip. We may have exhausted a lot of energy, but don't give up. You know, this evening at church, the Lord challenged me with continuing these devotions. A few weeks ago, several hundred were tuning into the podcast, and back then I started getting a little excited, maybe getting a little prideful. And I felt the nudging from the Holy Spirit, like, well, would you continue to do the devotion if no one was watching? Well, on the day that I produced a collective positive experience, I only had one view, and that was me. Yeah, I was giving up. But the Lord convicted me over the promise that I made that I would continue even if no one was watching. And so here I am, challenged not to let things slip. If you hope to tune in, my hope is that the Lord will speak to you as you listen to me share how the Lord is leading me on my walk with Christ. So you're walking with me on my walk with Christ. Let's pray. Lord, I pray today that you encourage your people to not let things slip in their walk with you. I pray they will not give back ground which they have gained. I pray, Lord, that you will bind Satan's in their lives. Help them to be diligent on their walk. Lord, help me to be diligent on my walk. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to me and I can write and produce a podcast that will be a blessing to others. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for drawing us to walk with you. Help me to continue on my walk, not losing ground. And may those who are listening continue on their walk and not lose ground. Thank you that walking with Jesus is a positive experience and that Jesus is worthy of being followed. It is in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Walking with me on my walk with Christ. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.